Happy Saturday, and thank you for joining me on this very special episode of the Jeremiah Patterson Show. There will be a special coverage of General Soleimani's death in the last note, but let's start off.
Sunday, July 17th, Taylor Hillridge had everything.
See you later.
Bye.
Until her online life crashed into her real life.
Somebody figured out my password, they hacked my profile.
ABC Family presents the most powerful movie event of the summer.
They're saying I'm pregnant and I'm some kind of prostitute.
Nobody believes that stuff.
Taylor actually came to school today.
Find out how words can hurt.
It's really hard to see you in this much pain.
Emily Osment and Kelly Rowan.
When all those people started saying stuff about me, I felt like such a freak. Like I was the only one.
A new ABC Family original movie about finding your strength and taking a stand against digital drama.
There is nothing wrong with asking for help.
The world premiere of Cyberbully, Sunday, July 17th at 8, 7 Central, only on ABC Family.
I'm Jeremiah Patterson, host of the Jeremiah Patterson Show, and this is a TJPS special segment, special report. But the entire episode is actually special. But this first segment is about cyberbullying, and we're going to dive into a bit more of the news later on. But I want to begin. So what you just listened to was a trailer of the movie Cyberbully. The movie came out in 2011. Babel.com says, quote, "If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all. And if you don't have anything nice to see on the internet, shut off the computer." Any form of cyberbullying is repulsive, and I don't understand why some people condone it. Cyberbullying is also a form of bullying that is very pernicious. It's sad to say, but cyberbullies exist, and people accept their behavior. But what's even more incomprehensible is that their behavior is everywhere. According to Oberlo.com, it's estimated that over 3.2 billion people use social media. That, of course, includes teenagers, adults, and younger children. A cyberbully's goal is to demoralize people and make them feel worthless. According to the Megan Mayer Foundation, students who experience bullying or cyberbullying are nearly 2 times more likely to attempt suicide. And if you think you can get away with cyberbullying, think twice, because it's considered electronic harassment. Also, certain states have penalties and retribution for this. For instance, in Missouri, quote, "An individual who uses social media to bully another person with violent threats specifically may be charged with harassment, a Class A misdemeanor, but this becomes a Class D felony if the victim is 17 or younger and the defendant is 21 or older, or if the defendant has a prior harassment conviction." That's by criminal.findlaw.com. Sorry, I think I may have mispronounced that link, but that is by criminal.findlaw.com. Okay, I said it right. If you consider cyberbullying in California, that can result in up to 1 year in jail and or a fine up to, and I quote, $1,000, end quote. So, cyberbullying is a very serious thing. In other words, be meticulous of what you say online. Even if it's just for a friend or a colleague, words hurt and actions have consequences. The ramifications of cyberbullying is very serious, so you really do want to be meticulous of what you say online and how words can hurt, just as you heard delineated in the trailer, which I just played. Ask yourself this. One, would I want someone to do this to me? It's relevant to the golden rule, right? That is number two. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. The golden rule has sort of been forgotten, or at least buried over the years. And three, why do people cyberbully? The only rationale I can think of behind that question is for fame, attention, maybe to be perceived as cool. But get this, you're not cool when you're hurting someone. Or let me put it this way, cyberbullying someone is not something to be proud of, but instead it is something you should be greatly ashamed of. Cyberbullying is reprehensible and nefarious, and cyberbullying is not a laborious process. because all you have to do is open Instagram or the social media platform that you use, go to someone's page and comment something negative. And if it's that simple, it can never be done. I mean, it can never be erased. It's done. Integrity is vital. And if you remember that, then you do a great life. Don't go gossiping and spreading rumors about others that could deliberately destroy them when you don't want others doing the same about you. Cyberbullies have a way of affecting others with their rhetorical comments and disgusting and diabolical rhetoric. And in reference to that, we've seen the same exact behavior exhibited by President Trump. He cyberbullied 16-year-old Greta Thunberg by accusing her of, quote, anger management issues, end quote. This is just one demoralizing tweet by the president. There are many more. Politico magazine says, quote, room his language to his frequency to his particularly, callous targeting of women. Trump's behavior bears many of the hallmarks of cyberbullying. According to lawyers, psychologists, and others who study the subject, understanding this conduct, they say, might explain why Trump has kept up these attacks even in the face of condemnation, and might in turn help those around him, temper his impulses. End quote. If you're wondering how cyberbully is born, Politico magazine says, quote, most adolescent cyberbullying is caused by some relationship problems, Patchen says. They might have friends who shun them, parents who ignore them, former romantic partners who spurn them. They lash out at others to assert the dominance and control they've lost, end quote. The president's pernicious tweets causes division and indicates hatred. If the First Lady condemns bullying, then why won't the president?
I hope you will join me in recommitting ourselves to teaching the next generation to live by and honor the golden rule, to unto others as you would have them unto you, which is my paramount in today's society, and I'm focused as First Lady. It remains our generation's moral imperative to take responsibility for what our children learn. We must turn our focus right now to the message and content they are exposed to on a daily basis through social media, the bullying, the experience online and in person, and the growing global epidemic of drug addiction and drug overdose.
That was First Lady Melania Trump. She said, quote, we must turn our focus right now to the message and content children are exposed to on a daily basis through social media, the bullying, the experience online and in person, end quote. Well, just recently when the president cyberbullied 16-year-old Greta Thunberg, the First Lady remained silent and did not publicly condemn it. I mean, what has happened here is just inexplicable. It's inconceivable and iniquitous that the President of the United States used a social media platform to accuse and cyberbully a 16-year-old girl of anger management. So cyberbullying does affect people drastically, and there should be no condoning of it. Therefore, if we condone it any longer, it will only get worse. Social media is a technological platform that can either be used in a good way or a bad way. It can either be used to inspire someone negatively or just drastically in a great way, and they'll go on in life. It'll be inevitable whether they go on in life and do great things. But it's completely up to you. Do you want to make a difference? If so, then stand up to it. Then stand up to it and work to help and end it. Encourage others that cyberbullying is not okay. Instead of observing cyberbullying as inevitable and imminent, work to prevent it. If you or anyone you know is currently in this situation, then report it and seek professional assistance from an adult. Just don't try and cope with it on your own. Remember, cyberbullying Remember, telling an adult is always the safest and most intelligent decision and option. Oh, so what you just listened to there was my script on cyberbullying. I wrote this December 28th, 2019, just 2 days before we launched into this new year. But really, cyberbullying is something that is serious. I mean, many people, as you heard there from the cyberbullying trailer, she was going through some things because she's being cyberbullied online. For people who think cyberbullying is funny, it's not. It's reprehensible, it's diabolical, and it's almost like you're planting a negative, reprehensible, inexplicable seed in someone's head. And it's just astonishing that someone would even do that, but it's also incomprehensible to understand why they're doing that. I mean, the fact that if you were to go in and do more research on cyberbullying, the amount of cyberbullies in the world is just unimaginable. It's inconceivable. I mean, we have these devices now called cell phones. We have these laptops, we have these computers, we have these iPhones, we have these tablets, we have these Samsung Androids, we have all of these different devices. We can literally get on them, download a social media platform, create an account, and just cyberbully someone anonymously if you like. I mean, because that's what's going on. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. It is sad. People have so much fun doing it. They don't even realize that they are not only hurting that person. They have so much fun doing it that they only realize that they're not only hurting that person, but they're hurting themselves as well. If it's so fun to cyberbully someone else, how fun will it be when the tables turn back on you? I mean, if it's so fun to call someone fat on social media, or to call them a horse, which is completely, completely messed up, or to say anything to the effect that they would attempt to end their lives immediately, that is unscrupulous, and it is inexplicable that a human being would ever even do that. As we live, we have to remember the golden rule. And we also have to remember that we're only on this earth for a short period of time. Do you want to spend your life cyberbullying people and demoralizing people and making people feel like they're worse than, and making people feel like they're worthless? Cyberbullying a person just because they can't play the right note on their instrument, or cyberbullying a person just because their artwork is not what you perceive as great artwork. It's terrible. It's terrible. An example of cyberbullying would be, did you see what Junie's wearing today? And then ... goes into this long, rhetorical, reprehensible, diabolical monologue about how Jenny is terrible. No, you're only cyberbullying Jenny because you're jealous. Cyberbullying is basically jealousy, and the amount of, and the capacity of jealousy is preposterous. It is preposterous that much jealousy has come over us. I mean, what has happened to America? What has happened to the world? These big tech companies and these big social media companies, they are giving us these platforms, and people are literally murdering people online with their words. I mean, even if you think that calling someone a horse online is not cool. Or talking about them behind their backs and calling them whores. Or anything else that's completely reprehensible and diabolical. If you think that's not messed up, then what is your definition of messed up? And the fact is, so many people are condescending and reluctant to do anything, anything, that cyberbullying is taking place as I am speaking right now. We have got to end this. Social media should be used in a positive way. Positive. Positivity. This is the only life we get. And that is how some of us would like to spend it. I did research into this for a reason. I did research into this because I recalled watching that movie Cyberbully, and I just pulled up the trailer and I was like, you know, I'm gonna write a script on this. We have got to stop tearing each other down. We are human beings. We need to unite. We do not need to unite after a big terrorist attack like 9/11. No, we should be united every single day. We are the United States of America, but we're acting more divided as united. This is not white America. This is not KKK America. This is not cyberbullying America. This is not gay America. This is all America. This is America, the United States of America. In this country, you have the right to be gay. In this country, you have the right to be lesbian. In this country, you have the right to be bisexual or transgender. You have the right to pick your gender in this country. You have the right to vote if you want to or not. But it is our right, and we should vote. We have these rights. We need to use them, not abuse them. Back to my point with cyberbullying. If the president of the United States is doing cyberbullying, and if the president of the United States thinks it's funny, not only with 16-year-old Greta Thunberg, but with others, if he thinks cyberbullying is funny, and if the president of the United States condones cyberbullying, as the national and highest representative of this country, other people and other kids will look at that and say, it's okay. It's okay. So if I'm currently cyberbullying someone, it is fine. We need cyberbullying to be condemned, not condoned. So what are you going to do as a better person? What are you going to do to make yourself a better person? We've got to end this rhetorical, diabolical crap. It's ridiculous that people are cyberbullying others online just for fame and being cool and attraction. It's not attractive. It's diabolical. It's reprehensible. It's inexplicable. And I don't even see why a human being would want to tear another human being down like that. Cyberbullying is virtually like bullying, but it's online, so it's kind of worse. So my question is, what are you going to do today to make yourself a better human being in this world? You only get one life. What are you going to do today to make yourself a better human being in this world? Are you going to stop child hunger? Are you going to try to do world peace? Like, Gandhi was a big advocate for that. Are you going to try to unite people? What are you going to do? Are you going to condemn or try to get rid of or at least try to destroy white nationalism? White supremacy? White supremacist? Bullying? Cyberbullying? What are you going to do to make yourself a better American? What are you going to do to help this country get back on its feet and become the America we know and love? because this country is falling apart and we need some unanimous support. We cannot have a cyberbully in the White House, and we cannot have people condoning the cyberbully. We need good leadership. We need great leadership. We need a democracy. I'm afraid that our country is sort of turning into this monarch government where Republicans are just praising Trump and being so loyal to Trump that it's gotten out of hand. And George Washington, our nation's first president, he took the oath of office for a reason. Those 35 words, "I, George Washington, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will to the best of my ability," in the three words that he added, "so help me God." He took that oath for a reason. He did not put on the crown, because if he had put on the crown, it would have been King Washington, King Adams, and King James Monroe, King Trump, King Barack Obama, King George Bush, King Reagan, King James Buchanan, all those presidents. No. But President Washington took the oath of office to become the President of the United States. The first President of the United States, George Washington. So going back to my point with cyberbullying, what are you going to do today to make yourself a better human being? What are you going to do? What are you going to end? What are you going to be an advocate for? Saving the ocean? What are you going to do? There's so much things that is wrong with this world that you can do. You can help children who are homeless or help children who are suffering from hunger. Bring world peace. Make people come together in difficult times. And not just in difficult times, but in all times. What are you going to do today to make yourself a better person? We'll be right back. Hey guys, so I was just listening to this episode before I uploaded it, and if you already got into the part, which you have because you're not listening to this segment, before we go to commercial break, this is how actually the oath of office sounds, and I'm going to repeat it again. This is from the heart. I forgot it, and I actually left out some things because I said the three words that George Washington logistically added at the end of the Constitution, so now I'm going to say it. All right, so here it is. "I do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States." And then the famous George Washington said, "So help me God." All right, we're going to go to commercial break right now. Enjoy the rest of the show. Today's quote of the day is by Michelle Obama. She says, quote, "Success isn't about how much money you make. It's about the difference you make in people's lives." That is by former First Lady Michelle Obama. The Last Note special coverage is next. Welcome back. Welcome and thank you for joining us to this very special coverage of The Last Note. Earlier in this week, General Soleimani was killed. Soleimani's death has affected people in Iran, especially with the protests taking place. And it's also affected others that supported him. That's according to the Iranian ambassador. But this has just been an interesting week in America. Not exactly how I thought the new year would start off or kick off. But here we are. This is not a dream. This is real. And this is 2020. Welcome to the new year. I'm Jeremiah Patterson. And this is The Last Note. Here it is. So I just muted the video there, but in this video, I don't want to say what they're saying or even repeat it because it's so nefarious. But looking in this video, you see the people, they are burning the, literally burning the American flag and the British flag with basically what they're saying is death to the U.S. Anger in Tehran following targeting, killing of top Iranian Commander General Soleimani, and that is Global News reporting. So, as I said, we're following the story, and as it's taking place, people are speculating of what exactly could happen. The Washington Post reports, quote, a cyber attack should be expected. U.S. strike on an Iranian leader sparks fears of major detail, of major digital disruption, end quote. When I'm getting ready to read for you, this is the first full page of this article, so bear with me as I brief you throughout this article on what may be inevitable. This is just speculation. This is just what could happen. Iran's cyber troops have long been among the world's most capable and aggressive disrupting banking, hacking oil companies, even trying to take control of a dam from a fair. While typically stopping short of the most crippling possible actions, say experts on the country's capabilities. But Friday's American airstrike that killed one of Iran's top generals, Quds Force Commander Major General Qasem Soleimani, now threatens to unleash a fully unshackled Iranian response. Analysts and former U.S. officials warned. They said a variety of potential cyber attacks, possibly in conjunction with more traditional forms of lethal action. Legal action would be well within the digital arsenal of a nation that has vowed, quote, severe revenge, end quote. Quote, at this point, a cyber attack should be expected, said John Bateman, a former defense intelligence analyst, former Defense Intelligence Agency analyst, DIA analyst. On Iran cyber capabilities and now a cybersecurity fellow for the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. All right, so I want to Google that word here, lethal. Excuse me? All right. My apologies, lethal is actually a word. It means sufficient to cause death. Okay, so let's reread that right here. Okay. They said a variety of potential cyber attacks, possibly in conjunction with more traditional forms of lethal action. Okay, that makes sense. And that makes sense. Okay. And the definition for lethal is sufficient to cause death.
Lethal.
Okay, that's how you pronounce it. Thank you, Google. Learn to pronounce. Here, I got it. It is lethal. So, General Soleimani was killed. As previously stated, there have been protests all over the countries just protesting his death. Why is Soleimani killed? This is terrible news. This is bad news to the Iranians who are protesting. Here's a video from Evening Standard. Oh, the video just has captions. Okay. General Qasem Soleimani was arguably one of Iran's most powerful figures. Soleimani is considered the architect behind Syrian President Bashar Assad's war against rebels in Syria. The rise of pro-Iranian paramilitaries in Iraq and the fight against the Islamic State group. Soleimani survived the horror of Iran's longest war in the 1980s with Iraq. He came to attention of the U.S. following the 2003 invasion of Iraq. In secret U.S. diplomatic cables released by WikiLeaks, U.S. officials discuss efforts to reach out. Alright, that's enough of reading captions there. We have an actual video of right here, I believe. The Star Online. No captions. Here we go.
Ambulances rushed to a Baghdad airport after a U.S. airstrike that the Pentagon says killed a top Iranian commander on Friday. Qasem Soleimani was the head of the elite covert Quds Force and a key figure within Iran. His death represents a new escalation in U.S. conflict with Tehran. The Pentagon says U.S. President Donald Trump authorized the strike, and that it was, quote, aimed at deterring future Iranian attack plans. Reports from Baghdad Friday say rockets hit two militia vehicles at the city's international airport. It's said to have killed a number of people, including the commander of an Iraqi militia. Soleimani was instrumental in the spread of Iranian influence in the Middle East and the fighting in Syria and Iraq. The US and Saudi Arabia had struggled to keep him in check. He survived several assassination attempts by Western, Israeli, and Arab agencies over the past two decades. His Quds force had strong ties with Hezbollah in Lebanon and Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The attack came amid tensions between the US and Iran-backed paramilitary groups in Baghdad. Violent protesters breached the US embassy on New Year's Eve after the American airstrike last weekend.
Once again, that is by the Star Online. That is a female reporter breaking that story, or just discussing that story a bit more. But there it is for you. General Soleimani killed just this week, Wednesday, I believe. Yes, just this week, Wednesday, as I reported exhaustively. But as I reported astonishingly for those of you who are regular TJPS listeners who are used to a Saturday episode. So I want to talk about how the Jeremiah Patterson Show, like, fully established when an episode would come out. So all started when I first started the show and I wanted this to be a news and political podcast. And I was like, okay, and I also wanted to cover presidential history. So I started off the show with the name Political Highlights of the Day. And so I started off with that, and I was like, okay, political... No, it's actually started off with the political highlight of the day, and I was like, okay, all right, political highlight of the day. I talk about one episode, bring the news story, bring the quote of the day, bingo, done, episode done. But then those episodes went on to be just a minute or so or 30 seconds, and I was like, you know what, I have to broaden my perspective a bit more. So I was like, let me create another, let me change the name, Political Highlights of the Day. What I would do is I throw in more stories, but the episodes would still be too short. So then I changed it to the Jeremiah Patterson Show, and then it changed to News and Politics, and then News and Politics with Jeremiah Patterson, and then the Patterson Report, and then I finally went back to the Jeremiah Patterson Show because it sounded more professional and more and profoundly political and like a talk show. So I went back to that and I was like, okay, I'm going to make it the Jeremiah Patterson Show. I'm going to put in these long contextual segments as I speak. I'm going to do like a segment on this, make an analogy, do a segment on that, make an analogy, And so I did that. And that is how I came to the idea of creating these long contextual segments, just like the first segment I just did on cyberbullying for this episode, making these long contextual segments and counter arguments. So I just did that, and yeah, so that is exactly how I came to making these segments, and it's actually sad what I'm about to say, but I cannot remember what I just said to you guys about creating these episodes. I believe that was how I... Nope, I don't remember. Yeah, I remember saying it, but I don't clearly remember, or what I just said. It's kind of incomprehensible right now. It'll come back. But yeah, so that's how I came and that's how I came into making these episodes. So that is that. And then we do the quote of the day every so often. I actually don't actually have a team. I write all these scripts by myself. But I figured saying I have a team would be more professional, so I don't actually have a team. I write all these scripts by myself. I do extensive research. I do a lot of reading from these articles and do a lot of reading from books, which I'm planning into writing new scripts. So I make these long contextual segments about these things, and they are great, as I think. I think I'm doing a great job, and others have complimented me as well. But I think I'm doing a great job on this podcast. It's 1 year now, and we are now headed into the second year. Once it hits July 19th, There's lots of amazing special coverage coming on this month. This month is going to be a lot of special coverage, but you don't want to miss it all. And thank you for listening to this episode of the Jeremiah Patterson Show. Don't forget to give this podcast a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. Share this podcast with a friend. Make sure to leave a positive comment on Apple Podcasts after you rate it 5-star. And also share this episode with a friend or a loved one. And have a great day, and remember to stay positive and inspired.